Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Music Central with DJ King here on radio.dominican.edu. Here in the studio, we have Will here back as co-host for that was recently on the Classic Corner. Say hi, Will.
Hello everyone, I'm back.
Will's back, ready for action, and here going to talk about some of the music that we love and some music that is awesome and good for you, actually.
It's physically good for you.
It's nutritious.
I'm getting a lot healthier.
Vitamin C.
Yeah.
And E.
Yeah, I was blind before we started listening to this music, actually.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, so here on the show, we got the Pixies, we got some Paul McCartney, we got some Sonic Youth here yes. In the studio on radio.dominican.edu, bringing you the nicest music. So right here, we got here some Pixies, so tune in, and this is going to be a good show.
And the water guy who controls the sea. Got killed by 10 million pounds of sludge from New York and New Jersey.
This is Avery Jaffe, host of Do It Live on Penguin Radio. Give me an hour and I'll give you the heads up for what's happening at Dominican. From campus events to Penguin sports and Edge Hill parties. Start your Thirsty Thursday off right with a shot of controversial news and commentary on the topics that affect you. You deserve the truth on the issues that matter most, and I won't be afraid to speak my mind and unleash some critical opinions. Agree? Disagree? Call in at 415-482-3587. Let's do it live.
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. only on radio.dominican.edu.
F***ing thing sucks!
This is your girl, DJ Lucky, and I am taking over Loose Lips. So if you just can't get enough of celebrity gossip or your man cheated and you want to argue about it, tune in to the jaw-dropping and ball-busting Loose Lips where I discuss gossip, sex, and love. Wednesdays from 9 to 10 on radio.dominican.edu.
All right, so a continuation of the Grammys that I've been talking about the past few weeks. They're coming up on February 12th at 6 p.m. on CBS. And this time we're going to salute all the alternative albums that have won in the past. While the definition of alternative has been debated, the award was first presented in 1991 to recognize non-mainstream rock albums heavily played on college radio stations. According to the category description guide for the 52nd Grammy Awards, the album presented to vocal or instrumental alternative music albums containing at least 51% playing time of newly recorded music. Defining alternative as the non-traditional genre that exists outside the mainstream music consciousness. All right, so the first award was given back in 1991, and this was given to Sinead O'Connor on her album I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got. Other classics include OK Computer by Radiohead, Odelay by Beck, and Elephant by the White Stripes. So this year, we have Bon Iver by Bon Iver.
Yeah.
We have Codes and Keys by Death Cab for Cutie, Torches by Foster the People.
Oh, yeah.
Circutual by My Morning Jacket and The King of the Limbs by Radiohead.
Right.
But what I've looked past, and some really, really great albums have won in the past, like OK Computer or Elephant.
Right. Right.
But in 1992, Nirvana's Nevermind did not win. and you know what won instead?
What won that year?
An REM album. I mean,
I like REM, but that's not... You can look at the sales for OK Computer, and that's just right there is like indication enough that they won. Like it.
Well, like, the Nevermind album by Nirvana.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's actually.
I was getting my major amazing albums mixed up here. If you don't know those albums, then I don't know what you're doing.
So, well, the thing is that I don't know why this one didn't win because. So we got to look at the history of Nirvana's Nevermind. It is one of the greatest albums ever for a reason, because it was the first album to finally get us out of the 80s.
Right. It I think You know, they had, what was the album before that? I can't remember.
It was called Bleach or something like
Bleach,
that.
Bleach, yeah.
It was in 1989 that one was released.
And then you have Nevermind that came out, and just every song on that album, it was like a huge boom. It was just like this massive explosion of just alternative grunge rock, and every song on that album is amazing. And I don't see how it could have lost R.E.M. I don't know what R.E.M. did to like win that. Like,
I have not heard Out of Time. That's the album
that won
back in 1992, and I have heard R.E.M., but it's just that it's just Nevermind was just so important. It's still too important.
Still so important.
I don't see why they just did not. They didn't choose that one because, like I said, it led us out of the 80s. It kind of brought rock back, but it kind of had a new face.
Yeah, and they were definitely the face, yeah.
They were the new face of rock, and it was just absolutely mind-blowing that they didn't do it. And also, I have another complaint. In 1994...
Go on.
The Smashing Pumpkins, Siamese Dream, didn't win either.
Yeah, they are also a big part of the 90s. Who won that year, do you know?
U2. Like, come on.
They've won enough things. Come on.
Dang it. Their album Zooropa won, and...
They're that football player that just wins everything. They just always win over the little guy, whether or not, like,
we want him or not. Do you like U2?
I do like U2.
All right. I have not heard enough to like it. Why do you like it?
Why do I like U2 or the album? I haven't heard that much of that.
No, U2.
U2 in general.
I don't see the big deal because
I think they're important. They sound good, but they're very. I mean, I'd say a lot of the music is overproduced, and I get it. But I think when they started out, they were very true, and they sounded great. And I love 80s music. I'm partial to that. So I guess that's where I fall. But yeah.
Well. I've read a bunch about U2, and all their albums have gotten so much, like they've gotten gold and platinum and all that stuff that you can name, and Rolling Stone loves them.
Yuppies need to listen to music too, so I mean, there's their band right there.
They're up there with, you know, Radiohead and, you know, Nirvana and Pixies in terms of new rock bands.
Yeah.
They were that, like... All those bands were like the string of bands that, you know, paved the way for the newer rockers. I mean, we have the older rockers, which of course was the Beatles and Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd and David Bowie and
Iggy Pop
and
Joy Division
and all those guys. Those were the old ones. Rolling Stones even.
Oh yeah.
And then we got all these new ones, and then U2's up there. And you know what? Maybe I should just hear some more U2 to get, because I'm already a huge fan of Radiohead, and they've gotten so much praise for their stuff. And you know, I really love the Pixies, Smashing Pumpkins, Nirvana. I really like, you know, Joy Division is even up there, and all that other good stuff.
We can't just name it. You gotta listen to it. You gotta feel it. You know.
Like we mentioned, if you have not heard Nevermind by Nirvana, please do it right after this. And then after that, hear Siamese Dream. Two albums that did not win the Grammy, but should definitely have had. I mean, come on.
And then listen to OK Computer again, because we already know you've heard that one. So.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so we got here. I got here two songs from both of the albums that didn't win. We got here In Bloom. And we got here today by Smashing Pumpkins here on radio.dominican.edu with DJ King and Willy.
Thanks for listening.
Willy. Yeah. Madonna announces world tour. She will play in Australia and South America for the first time in 20 years. In a three-state sweep, former U.S. Senator Rick Santorum won the Colorado GOP, Colorado GOP chair says. And California's voter-approved ban on same-sex marriage violates U.S. Constitution, appeals court in San Francisco rules. Stay tuned. More after this.
You thought it was over. Boy, DJ Too Mellow in the building. Just letting you know to check me out on Friday evenings. It's the 9 o'clock lounge. You can catch the exclusive mixes by your boy, DJ Too Mellow, plus other guests. Only on radio.dominican.edu.
Hey everybody, DJ B here, host of the Sports Report on every Tuesday night from 6 to 7. I'll be covering everything sports, local and worldwide. If it's making news, it'll be on the show. If you're struggling, you'll get called out. If you're on fire, you'll get pumped up. Trust me, trash talk will be flowing. If you want to know what's really going on in sports, you need to tune into the Sports Report only on radio.dominican.edu. California Soul.
All right, so we're back on radio.dominican.edu, Music Central here with Will and DJ King. And so now we're going to talk about Paul McCartney's new album, which he just released yesterday. So, Will, have you heard any of Paul's music?
You mean throughout his entire life? Or his blah, blah, blah.
Not the Beatles, but his solo stuff.
Solo stuff? a little bit, yeah. Not recently, no.
Do you like some of his stuff?
Sure. Yeah. Paul McCartney was, I'm going to upset a lot of people. He was probably one of my favorite. He was my favorite Beatle. Okay, there we go.
So here we have Paul releasing. He released a new album yesterday titled Kisses on the Bottom. It is his 15th solo studio album since the breakup of the Beatles back in 1970. The album's title, Kisses on the Bottom, comes from the album's lead track, I'm Gonna Sit Down and Write Myself a Letter, originally a hit from Fats Waller in 1935. A little facts about Paul. He is listed in the Guinness World Records as the most successful musician and composer in popular music history, with 60 gold discs and sales of 100 million singles in just the UK. Holy crap. That is so much.
He's like the white Michael Jackson. He just keeps selling records.
but you, it's not all amazing. You know why?
Why?
Because he's a Beatle.
Because he's, we wouldn't expect anything less from the greatest band of all time.
The only reason why people actually buy his stuff, the album, I've gone through some of Paul's solo work, because I went through all of John Lennon's, and I thought that one was pretty decent. And I went through some of Paul's, and not all is that great, but it's just his name, which kind of, he's a great artist in some songs, but it's a name.
He could just describe his morning on an album, describe his breakfast, and that would sell a lot of records. He could get naked and just describe how he feels at that moment.
You want to know something ironic? He actually wrote a song. Well, it's not about him, but it's about his girlfriend, and it's called Another Day. It's one of his hits, and it's about her getting ready.
Is it her getting naked by any chance?
Unfortunately not. And then she got naked.
And then she got naked. You know what happened next.
But it's a name. This is true for a lot of artists. It's their name that makes them. I mean, everyone goes, oh man, he has this much money and he sold this many records and all this. It's just like, well, yeah, he did, because, you know, probably somewhere good, but just somewhere, just, it's just that you just slap on. It's like SpongeBob.
It's exactly like SpongeBob.
You put his name on everything, literally anything. A kid will buy it like that, and they'll say, "Oh, SpongeBob is one of the most popular cartoons because he sold 5,000 freaking copies of, you know, SpongeBob
his
deodorant."
Memoirs,
like. You know, like he's the fastest seller of deodorant ever. Oh my god! It's like, no, it's just because it has his name on it.
It's cult of personality.
It's so. So I'm kind of like 50-50 on Pauly right there with all of his, like, you know, best-selling artist stuff.
I mean, we'll have to see, but it's still not going to be.
There are other artists who have that much fame and are great because they just started in one place, like from the ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, some of the bands that we love, like, name a band that you like.
Name a band that I like.
Not New Order, because that was Joy Division.
New Order.
New Order.
All right. Let's see, a band that started from the ground?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, if we're going to be talking about bands we're going to be playing, then Sonic Youth, yeah.
All right, yeah, Sonic Youth is coming up. They started on the ground, didn't they?
They're just a bunch of New Yorkers who know how to play their instruments.
The White Stripes started in clubs.
Yeah.
And
look at Lady Gaga. She started out in New York.
No. She's like, my influences are Queen and all that stuff. I'm like, well, why don't you just be like them? Or not be like them, but be as good as them.
I don't think anyone can be as... That's like asking someone to be...
Well, better than her coming in a meat suit.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, Queen didn't have to do
it
that.
It gets a little distracting.
But they did dress up as women for one music video. That was kind of cool.
Wait, those weren't Queen. Women? Those weren't women in that video? Oh, no. Oh, God.
Wait. Oh God, what have I done? So, all right. So, another stuff, more facts about Paul. We got the BBC News online readers named Paul the greatest composer of the millennium. According to BBC, his Beatles song Yesterday has been covered by over 2,200 artists, more than any other song in the history of recorded music. Wings' 1977 single, Mole of Kind Tree, became the first single to sell more than 2 million copies in the United Kingdom and remains the UK's top-selling non-charity single, based on 93 weeks in his compositions, have spent at the top of the spot of the UK's chart, and 24 number one singles to his credit. McCartney is the most successful songwriter in UK singles chart history. He is responsible for 31 number one singles. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on, man. He is so wealthy. He's just incredibly wealthy.
Yeah.
Just so much cash. Pouring in. He can literally like come out with a song of his farts and it will sell millions.
We're gonna get that rich one day. Don't worry. It'll happen.
So have you heard my new fart album? I mean, it sold like a million copies. Like
whatever.
Whatever.
You got a small band coming up? Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what my album did? So let me talk about his new album. Usually Paul's stuff is, you know, rock and roll, because that's just what he's from. Rock, you know, from the Beatles. But this new album is actually very Frank Sinatra-esque.
It makes sense. He's getting older.
He's very mature. Yeah. So it's not...
He's trying to calm down a little bit.
You know, because I've seen some of it him live. I mean, he's still got it, but it seems like he's like, my hip, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's breaking down a little bit.
He was just on SNL.
Yeah, he was.
He was on SNL. And he just finished a world tour. He's been doing a lot of stuff. He's helping out Ringo, I think. He actually released a new album, but we're not going to talk about that.
Don't worry about that.
It's okay, Ringo.
Ringo, just you know what? Just go back to bed, Ringo.
Yeah, it's just those artists. It's just like, I love you, Ringo, and I know you were a Beatle, but just...
You were going to come home, we're going to give you a back rub, and everything is going to be awesome.
You were going to put on your jammies,
yeah.
We're going to put on the Lion King.
SpongeBob.
Yeah. And it's all going to be all right.
Aw, we love Ringo. Aww. We love him.
He looks 40, and he's like 65.
Go, Ringo. You're doing it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ole. So, as I mentioned, very Frank Sinatra-esque. I just finished it last night. I really, really, really like the album, but it's not rocky, so it's a different kind of love.
Right.
It's like if, we're already talking about Nirvana. It's like if Nirvana did, R&B album.
That would be the best thing.
Yeah. Or a reggae album.
That would be cool, actually. I could see them doing that.
Yeah, me too. I don't think any... I've only heard Nevermind, so I don't think any of their songs are very, you know, reggae-y.
None of them.
No. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
I think, it'd be interesting.
So it's, you know what I mean? It's a different kind of love.
Right. Right.
And we're going to hear the single from that album. And we're also going to... Whoa. And we're also going to play...
It wants to come out sooner.
Yeah.
Paul is like manning the station over here. My turn.
So wait, we're going to play it now. So we're going to play the single from that album. It's called My Valentine, just in time for Valentine's Day. And we're going to play an old hit live here on radio.dominican.edu with DJ King. Stay tuned. We got a lot coming up.
What if it rained? We didn't care. She said that someday soon the sun was gonna shine. And she was right. This love of mine, my Valentine. As days and nights would pass me by, I'd tell myself that I was waiting for a sign. Then she appeared, a love so fine, my Valentine. Never let a day go by without remembering the reasons why. She makes me certain that I can fly. And so I do, without a care. I know that someday soon the sun is gonna shine, and she'll be there. This love of mine, my Valentine. If it rained, we didn't care. She said that someday soon the sun was gonna shine. And she was right. This love of mine, my Valentine.
Doesn't mean it.
All right, we're back on. That was Paul McCartney with Maybe I'm Amazed Live, and My Valentine, also by Paul McCartney. So here we are back on the show with Will. And Will, I just want to ask you a question.
Go on.
Is Sonic Youth one of the greatest bands in the 90s?
Yes, they are one of the greatest bands in the 90s, yes.
And I want to ask you another question. Have you heard the album... I do not know the title right now, but it's the one with the candle on it. Do you know that one by the Sonic
Youth Nation?
There you go. I was going to say Teenage Dream, but that's Katy Perry.
there's a song on there, Teenage Riot. That's like their main, most popular song off that album. It's their hit, yeah.
Yeah, it's the hit that came out from
that album. That's one of the biggest, yeah.
I've heard only half of that album, but so far what I heard, it's really, really good.
Oh, it's very good.
I want you to tell me...
I've heard that whole album.
An honest review on it.
Honest review?
Honestly. Honesty.
Honesty, jeez. Honesty. That's my favorite album. It's honestly, that's my favorite album. I think that is their Nevermind. I think I think there's a lot of songs in there that interest me like all the way through. I think sometimes like there's some songs on other albums like Goo or something that just don't they kind of sound familiar and they sound too familiar, and I think this album was something that had a lot of range, and I think it kept me interested the whole time.
So this album was also included in the Library of Congress, and what the Library of Congress does is that they get recordings, and this goes for speeches and recorded music, or any sounds that they think that are so, you know, valuable to American life. The U.S. Congress gets albums and recordings and stores it away, just in case aliens
come in and
destroy everything, and they mate with our women, and then they see some culture of the previous life.
That's what I first thought of, yeah.
Definitely. So they store it away, and this album was included in the U.S. Library of Congress. And also...
I did not see that one coming.
Also, the MLK speech is there. A Tupac song is there. Sergeant Pepper. Just a whole mess of stuff.
If aliens come here and then they see that, like, our range of music, they're gonna know not to mess with us.
Definitely.
They're gonna run right back.
Like, oh my God.
Oh, no, what do we do?
What have we done? This new breed of human aliens can't sing. But definitely... one album that you guys should definitely check out. It's one of the greatest albums ever made, one of the greatest albums in the 90s. Sonic Youth is one of the greatest bands. It's just greatest, greatest, greatest. And even I have to even tell myself to hear the last half of that album because I really liked it so far, but I probably had to do the dishes or something.
You probably did.
Probably.
Yeah.
But, okay, so here we are back on Music Central. We're going to play...
Music Central.
We're going to play a Sonic Youth song from the album Goo, and it's called Cool Thing. And we also have a New Order song for you guys. So this is radio.dominican.edu, DJ King, Will, all that good stuff. Keep listening.
I'm not afraid to tell them about it. Hit it where it hurts.
Hey, cool thing. Come here. Sit down beside me. There's something I gotta ask you. I just wanna know, what are you gonna do for me? I mean, are you gonna liberate us girls from male, white, corporate oppression?
Tell like it is.
Huh?
Yeah.
Don't be shy.
Word up.
Fear of being our kind.
Fear, fear, black. Fear, baby.
I just want you to know that we can still be friends.
Let everybody know.
I don't think so.
All right, that was Cool Thing by Sonic Youth and Ceremony by New Order here on radio.dominican.edu. We've run out of time, but that's okay because we got one more song going here. I just want to thank Will for being here on the show, and he will actually be returning. And next week, you guys should definitely listen because that is 90s Day. So we're going to talk about of all the 90s stuff that we loved, 90s music, movies, and definitely much, much more here on the Music Central. I just want to dedicate this last song to my brother, which actually had was that song before that you just heard, which was the transitional song. And he's actually a member of the band UFO 8. He's the main singer, composer, and guitarist. So you guys should check that out on Facebook. His stuff is really good, and his debut album is out. So here it is, a song for him, Cult, You Know What I Mean. We'll see you guys next week.